Sean Isaac and Julie Chang, the Raven and the Fox, joining me on the program this morning. How are you both doing today?
Good.
How long have you guys been doing this now?
As the Raven and the Fox, a couple months, but we've been playing music together for almost 2 years.
I saw you guys recently at the Squish Sandwich Cellar, and a couple of my friends who are climbers were there, and they're like, oh, I know Sean through that. I didn't realize he was into the music thing as well.
I started in high school and played through university, and then once climbing took over my life and I moved out here when I was 20, I pretty much put the guitar away in a collected dust and resurrected it. When my first son was born, it was nice to play to him and fully got back into it.
And what got you into music, Julie?
Grew up singing with my sister all the time. She's a musician as well. Kind of actually took a hiatus from it as well for a while. All of my high school friends had no idea that I played or sang, and this one night I just started playing around a campfire and they were all blown away and had no idea. So
cool.
Yeah. It's pretty new for me, too.
So Sean mentioned that you've been playing together in various incarnations over a couple of years, but what made you decide to start doing this duo thing?
Writing songs, I guess. We were apart for the summer, and that was a little tricky, but was good in the way that it inspired a lot of songs. So Sean started writing lyrics, and yeah, he would send them to me with like little guitar riffs that would go along with it, and I would just kind of sit and start humming a melody, and that's kind of how a lot of them started. And so we figured we should have a little side project at least, and now it's become a full-on project, but yeah.
Now, you've recently recorded some demos as well?
Yeah, we did. Our friend Jesse Sanderson recorded us in pretty minimal circumstances, but he did an amazing job just in Sean's living room, actually. We did 4 recordings, and they're on SoundCloud right now.
Do you do a mix of original music and cover songs?
I mean, it started out as all covers, and now we're putting our originals into it. We have 5 originals now, and a few more in the works. So, yeah, it's nice to do a mix of both, though. It's cool to do our own takes on covers as well, too. You know, female vocals on male songs and make them acoustic. We've slowed down rap songs and hip-hop songs and done a bunch of different stuff. So the covers are really fun, too. But, yeah, for me, the original music definitely inspires me to try and write lyrics and come up with new songs with Julie.
Now, you and Julie are you're an actual couple, is that correct?
That is correct.
I always ask this about musical duos who are couples. How do you write songs about love and heartbreak when the person that you're writing about is obviously the other person in the band?
It's easy. We just write songs about love.
The heartbreak hasn't quite made its way in there.
No, not yet. Yeah, we're working on one about the theme of saying goodbye to each other for, you know, the time being when we're apart over the summer. And yeah, so I guess there is a bit of heartbreak in there.
How can people catch The Raven and the Fox? When are you doing some live shows here?
We pretty much play weekly around Canmore. We'll be tonight at the Pizza Co. And then we go away on a trip to the desert. Hopefully there'll be inspiration for more songs. It's beautiful down there. But when we come back the third week of April, we pretty much play almost every night around town. Will be Tuesday, April 14th at Nourish in Banff, and then after that it'll be Wednesday, April 15th at Hogshead in Canmore. Pizza Co. for Uncorked on Thursday, April 16th for Uncorked at Mount Mercado, Saturday afternoon playing outside, and then Sunday will be at the Georgetown.
I should also ask too, where did the name of the band come from?
Sean and I had never met, went out for wings one night, ended up playing music at my sister's house. My sister and I were into playing this game of if you were an animal, what animal would you be? They had already established I was a raven. And then I just looked at Sean. I'm like, oh, yes, you're a fox. You're definitely a fox. And he took it in a different way than I meant it at the time. But now it's changed. And yeah.
So you're going to perform a song on air for us here today. Tell us a little bit about this tune.
The song we'll do is called Follow Me. I wrote the lyrics over the summer while we were apart. And then when we were driving down to the desert in the fall, Julie was driving. I was crammed up in the passenger seat with my guitar, kind of strumming the riff for it. And then read her the lyrics, and we worked on it while we were down in the desert, and it's pretty much one of the first songs that we wrote together.
All right, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with The Raven the Fox and Follow Me.
Follow me across the country, through the prairies, towards the ocean, to the mountains, from the city, where we get lost in emotion. Follow me, you'll see. Heart is open, soul is free. Follow me, you will see. Is this really meant to be? Follow me. follow me across the street and through my door and down the hall into my bed beneath the sheets, and where we release it all. Follow me, you'll see. Heart is open, soul is free. Follow me, you will see. Is this really meant to be? The river flows westerly. I drift away, losing grasp. This current knows intuitively. Fear and doubt sink so fast. Follow me, you'll see. Heart is open, soul is free. Follow me, you will see. Is this really meant to be? Follow me, you see. Heart is open, soul is free. Follow me, you will see. Is this really meant to be?
That was awesome, guys. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. The Raven and the Fox, a fairly new local duo here in town, but you can certainly catch them live in concert. They'll be playing at a number of venues here over the next little while, tonight at the Pizza Co. and throughout April, as well as part of Canmore Uncorked. Sean and Julie, thanks so much for joining me on the show. That was awesome.
Thank you, Rob.